agenda, we are going to move to number 22 next, and we're going to have Hillary Maury give a report.
You can.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Hillary Maury. I'm the Outdoor Recreation Engagement Specialist for the department. And my role is basically to help us understand our customer base better so that we can serve them and connect people to the outdoors. And today I'd like to tell you a little bit about how we're using our park user data to inform our marketing efforts with the state. Okay, there we go. So the big question is, how do we start to even understand 2.3 million different customers? So that's the total number of customers that we have within our database right now. We've got almost 9 million visitations to our state parks. These are really big numbers, and they can be really overwhelming to try and think about breaking this down into meaningful groups. But I think it's really important to try and understand how many of...
There you
go. It helps if it's turned on. There we go. So how many of these folks are repeat users? How many of these folks are new users? How many of those are folks that had come to us 5 years ago and maybe started just coming back recently? So while these numbers are useful for a lot of our reporting metrics, they're harder to break down into meaningful pieces of data that we can use for marketing. And even though that we have really good visitation rates and really good park entrance license sales rates, I still think it's important for us to be able to understand who these visitors are to our parks and how we can better serve them. And I'll give you three reasons why I think that's important. The first is because it's directly tied to our mission of getting people connected with our state parks. And if we're missing certain demographics and certain portions of our public that aren't visiting state parks but maybe would like to, then we're not connected to our mission as well as we could be. And second is a reason that you all are very familiar with, is that it's directly connected to how we fund our parks and park maintenance in the department. So most of our park budget comes from fees from our users. So if we don't have users coming back consistently, then all of a sudden our parks can't operate in the manner that they have been and maybe can't provide the same experiences for our folks. And third, it's just good customer service. We should be better serving our customers by providing experiences that are important to them and that are meaningful to them. And we can do that by using our Go Outdoors system. So this is probably the side that you all are most familiar with. This is the customer side. And this is a treasure trove of information that we have at our fingertips. We've had this online since about 2022. So I will caveat this, the rest of the information in this presentation, that this data for parks is from 2022 to 2025. So we don't have a lot of pre-Go Outdoors data to really work with right now. But what we do have has been really useful for some of the information that we can pull out. So some of the things that we can learn about are where our folks are from, what age they are, and what their different transactions are, where they're staying at within our state parks. And we can pull all this information together and get a better picture and ask questions about our customers that we haven't been able to ask before. And I would also mention too that the park side is just a little bit different than wildlife side, because our wildlife users, every individual user needs to have an account and needs to have a license to be able to participate with us. Our park side's a little bit different because, say, for example, my husband and I take our two children camping. One of us makes a reservation. So we only have the reservation holder's information, not necessarily like the whole family's information, but this is still some information that we can use. And we can start mining the data that we do have to start asking questions like, how many customers do we have that use our park? So this would be registered users. We still allow guest checkout options, so we are missing a few. But we have about 81,000 customers with an account in Go Outdoors. We can break this down even further and ask how many of those are active. within the last camping season. About 50,000 of those have been active in the last year. And then we can also further break it down and say, how many of those have we not seen for two seasons? And we are at risk of losing as customers. We can also look at folks that camped with us maybe a last season, but we haven't seen back since. And so we can classify them as at risk. So maybe they haven't been back since. Maybe there's something we can do to try and connect with them again to bring them back to our parks. We can also ask questions about what our resident customer base looks like in our state parks. So one of the trends that jumped out at me really quickly was this 18 to 34 age group. So we're really low on this side of our customer base here, but doing pretty well in the 35 to 54 age groups. So this is some information we can use to maybe help inform some of our efforts, whether it's education or marketing. And we can also get further into the weeds and find out where our customers are coming from the most. So this table here on the right gives us the top cities with people that have an account with us. So we have Sioux Falls at the very top with the most number of customers in our parks from Sioux Falls, and then Rapid City. And third here on the list is Pierre. So that was kind of interesting to see that Pierre was number three of all of the cities in South Dakota for folks that actively camp and have an account with us. We can do the same exercise with our non-resident customer base as well and look for trends there. Similar to our residents, we're missing a lot of these 18 to 34-year-olds from our non-residents, but we have a huge jump in our 65-plus in our non-resident customer base. And similarly, we can also identify where the top cities are across the Midwest that our non-resident campers are coming from. So this could be incredibly helpful for marketing efforts, especially outside of our state. So we can see here that Omaha, Nebraska is the top city where our visitors from out of state are coming from. We can ask questions like, do our different age groups visit parks more or less often than others? So if you remember that previous slide, we're really missing that 18 to 34 group. And here we see that our 18 to 24 and 25 to 34 group, they're not making as many reservations as, say, their parents or their grandparents have in the past. So there's some sort of trend going on here where our younger folks are not coming as often and they're not making as many reservations with us. And Parks has also had a lot of focus on midweek camping use. So we can break out our stays based off of whether they stay during the week or whether their stays are primarily on the weekends. So in the brown here, we have our weekend stays, and the blue bars indicate folks that are camping primarily during that midweek season that Director Van Meteren has talked about. So I was actually pretty surprised to see that these numbers are fairly level between 35 to about this 55, 64, and then you see a little bit of an increase there at 65 plus. I thought there would be a lot less in these age groups of midweek camping, but we can then break this information down and look at who our midweek campers are. And if we want to get into the weeds even more, we can connect with our fishing license data and say, well, maybe some of our campers camp during the middle of the week because they hold a fishing license. So we have about 60% of our midweek campers that come and stay with us in the state parks hold a fishing license as well. So maybe fishing has some sort of a driver in that midweek camping. We don't really know for sure. And then we can really get into the weeds. I love data, so I love getting into the weeds on this stuff. So we can look at where our midweek campers are actually staying. So what we see here, we can identify parks that have very high midweek use. So maybe there's not as much room there to market to our midweek camping or have promotions for midweek camping at a place like Lewis and Clark Recreation Area. But somewhere like Oakwood Lake State Park has really low midweek use. So we can identify these parks now and say, well, these are the ones we might want to increase this midweek camping at specifically. We can not only look at where our customers are staying, which parks, but we can actually look at how they're using lodging within the parks or different options for camping. So this is a graphic of what our customers are using, which customers are returning modern lodging renters versus folks that only rent one time. So we have about 36% of our folks that use their modern lodging that return over time. So we can break those folks out. And because we can classify them this way, we can contact our folks that only come to stay at our modern lodging one time and say, hey, would you like to come stay with us again? Or we haven't seen you in a while. So that was a lot of data in a short amount of time. But what I would really like to, the point I'd really like to get across is that we can now take this data and try and turn it into marketing strategies. So we can take something like customer demographics and we can target maybe some of our digital ads by geography. We can identify which areas have maybe lower participation rates than others or areas where our demographics are missing, and we can target our marketing efforts there. We can also look at our one-time cabin renters. We can maybe think of our modern lodging rentals as sort of the gateway to camping for folks that are just getting started. And if they come and stay once with us, then maybe we can start something like an email campaign to our one-time or first-time renters after their stay to try and keep them engaged with us. We can also take our midweek camping data and maybe take that 35 to 54 age group where there's a little bit of room for improvement and start targeting our promotions for midweek camping to that specific age group to try and help move the needle on that. And then we can also take our last user base and start to try and win back our previous visitors, because it's a lot easier and it's a lot less resource intensive to try and bring back customers that we used to have instead of trying to create new customers. So these are just some example strategies that we could use with the data that we have currently in our Go Outdoor system. And one thing that the data doesn't show us is the why. So the trend across all of these slides that I showed you is that we're missing that 18 to 34 group. They're not making as many reservations as some of the other age cohorts, but we don't know why. We don't know why they're not coming. We don't know why they're not coming back. So we can work with our human dimensions specialists to identify that group of folks, and we can survey them and ask them those questions and then learn better what they need, what we could provide for them, and how we could help that connect them to our parks or maybe bring them back to our parks. So we can use the why and the who to start focusing our efforts because everybody's busy. Everybody has a limited amount of money, limited amount of time to work on these things. So if we can focus what we're doing and not just use a blanket approach, we might be able to better utilize our efforts there. And then we can take those marketing efforts that we do try, and we can try this particular marketing effort. We can go back and look at the data and say, yes, this worked. Let's do it again. Or we can say, no, this didn't work. Let's try something different. So we can evaluate it, and then we can adapt our approach for the next season. So that's all I have for you, and thank you very much for having me today. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Questions, Commissioner? Director Van Meter.
Jeff Van Meter, Director of Parks and Recreation. Thank you, Hillary. Hillary's been a great person to work with on this. She's good with data, really helping us. You're going to see here tomorrow morning when we talk about our Adventure 250 update, some snippets of some of the focused strategic marketing we're doing with the data. I said last month at our meeting that we're shifting from a shotgun approach to more of a rifle-type approach with our marketing, and Hillary's helping us do that. We also have resources like our current reservation system provider, and brand. As an example, we targeted 9 parks here the last couple of weeks, and they're going to get us the data here. Maybe have it already, and maybe you'll see some of that tomorrow. But did we move the needle by targeting those 9 parks, by sending messages to people that utilize those 9 parks? So well, this is where we have to shift. This is where we have to go. I think we do a great job getting the general message out, but if we really want to grow our numbers, we got to start getting way more specific. So thank you very much, Hillary.
Questions?
Yeah, Hillary, good, great presentation. Well, that doesn't get in that long here. Anyway, I'm going to keep going. Talk about sharing data with tourism. vice versa? Do you share data with tourism? Do they share with you? Talk about that a little bit.
I guess I don't work with tourism specifically, but I think Director Van Meter would probably know.
And Chair, Commissioner Nymer, yeah, we do work with tourism. We need to work more with tourism. Tourism likes to farm out a lot of their marketing to the four different associations in the state, the regions, and we work with all of those regions. I did meet with them last year, suggesting that we got to do a better job and need your help building our campgrounds. And they were agreeable to that. They said, let's come back and talk about that. So that's on our list to do this next year. But a lot of the campaign is done through the four different associations across the state, Great Lakes, mm-hmm. Southeast Tourism, Missouri River, and the Black Hills Badlands.
Any insight on the new Palisades campground? How are you filling it up? Are you seeing an increase?
Through the chair, Commissioner Nyder. You know, we tripled the size of that campground. We went from like 39 sites. We had another 71 sites, and not quite a triple, but real close. We have seen those numbers do exactly what people. Are we there yet? No, but we're getting every year. You'll see again on the monthly report here, we're making progress. We're moving forward. We had a big jump first year. We're going to keep after that. And that park is unique in that it gets a lot of interstate traffic. So the marketing there is going to be different because you're reaching out to people way outside the state. You know, most of our marketing is focused in-state and 100 miles around the border of the state. Tend to hone it in on that. So,
any other questions, Hillary?
Quick question, Commissioner Whitmer. So Eastern Nebraska cities, you know, there was quite an impact there. Are they traveling into, you know, they're traveling the whole state or just heading up the interstate, to the eastern part, or are they heading out west? Just kind of curious.
Yeah, we can actually get at that now with this data. So with the dashboards that I built, I wasn't able to do a live demo today, but with the dashboards we have, we can click on those cities and it will show us which parks they use. So it's primarily Lewis and Clark, just because it's close nearby. But Custer State Park, of course, is up there towards the top as well.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just take a moment, if you don't mind, to compliment Hillary on the work that she's doing with this. When we hired Hillary on in this position, we consciously made a change in our agency from going from just the simple concept of R3 of recruitment, retention, and reactivation. And we actually rebranded the concept in our agency to Recreational Engagement Specialist as her title, or very close, I believe. We looked at this, even though Hillary's in the Division of Wildlife, as you can see, look at the work she's doing for the Division of Parks as well. And what we have right now is a lot of power because we have power because we have data. And we have that information within our brand system, the Go Outdoor system, where we have not only the folks of hunting, fishing, but now also camping and doing that recreation activity as well. So now we can cross-reference. We can use that information collectively. And honestly, what Hillary has showed you here with camping and what she has shown us with hunting and fishing, we're simply scratching the surface at the moment. And so we're going to continue to dive in this. This is what we envisioned this type of data, this type of work and effort would ultimately lead to. And again, I think we're just scratching the surface. And we're really excited about the direction it's taking. We're excited about some of the pieces and components that Hillary is dissecting and analyzing, working with our staff. There's multiple staff that she's engaging, and they're working collectively together. And I think you're going to see some really positive outcomes over the next 2 years from all the work that these staff are working together on. So kudos to Hillary and her ability to work with staff from both the Division of Wildlife, Division of Parks. And we'll continue to have her bring some new products and new data that she analyzes and is discovering for us. And then we can talk about how we're using it and what difference that's going to make, not only for us as an agency, but you as a commission, but more importantly, our users across the state and those that come to South Dakota.
Awesome. Hillary, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to move on to Kip. We're going to do the Outdoor Learning Center. Hang on, what number is that? Outdoor Campus East.